Welcome back to UA Podcast, and today on Movie Mondays, we're going to talk about Raya the Last Dragon and The Losers. Hope you guys enjoy. Okay, Movie Monday is the day where we talk about movies that we watched over the weekend, discuss what we liked, what we didn't like, and all the other stuff in between. Alright, first up is Raya the Last Dragon. That came out back in March on Disney Plus and in the movie theaters. Me and Cheyenne and Hannah got a chance to see it on last Tuesday for $5 Tuesday at our movie theater, which thankfully has been opened up now since vaccinations have gone up. And to sum it up short, the movie, without spoiling anything, it's about a girl named Raya who finds a dragon that she's been trying to find since she was a little kid to help save the world from an evil force that's been turning people into statues. It's not a big spoiler, but it's somewhat of a spoiler. But yeah, she finds the dragon, and then the dragon helps her find a way to restore the world back to the way it was. Okay, so Shai, what was your thoughts on the movie?
I thought it was a very good movie. It was pretty packed out, especially for like a COVID, you know, regulated safety thingy. Like, every seat that could be filled up was filled up. But everybody social distanced. We had our masks on when people would walk by. But it was a very good movie. I think that what stood out was the story, mostly because it's very heartbreaking at the same time. You get to know who Raya is and what she wants to do to save the world and stuff like that. I don't know if it would be like saving the world or just like saving their like land or whatever.
Well, yeah, like technically she is saving her land, but at the same time kind of saving the world, because the majority of people in the world have been turned to stone by whatever evil force is out there, and she's kind of just trying to restore it back to that. So I really liked how the movie kind of draws its aesthetic theme through various Southeastern Asian race cultures and stuff. Because, like, you got something sort of like mixture of Chinese with Pacific Islander kind of feel. While some cities, they have more of an Egyptian kind of look at towards them, with others being more like Mongolian or other type of cultures that have like huts and stuff. So I really like that part about the movie.
I think for this movie, especially for kids nowadays, I think it's really awesome that Disney shifted their focus to include people of color, different cultures and stuff like that. Because when I was younger, it was mostly just like white princesses and stuff. And I mean, there was Pocahontas, but that wasn't very accurate. And yeah. But I think that it's a really good movie, especially if you're a little kid and you love this. I'm not going to lie, I'm not a little kid. I'm 23 years old, but I did cry.
The movie does touch on like a bunch of emotional topics and discusses things like perspective and how you see somebody and how most people don't trust somebody that they don't view as the same as them. And it really does, like, it does well to explain that throughout the characters' interactions, but at the end even shows you how they resolve that and how they figure out how to just come together and save the world in a way. And I really like that about that movie. And the movie, it does really good at like tugging on your emotions, making you feel sad for the character or happy for the character. And it does really well in that kind of aspect for storytelling.
I'm like sweating a little bit because I just ate spicy noodles. But when Hannah and Asen said they wanted to watch this, I wasn't really up for it in the beginning. I was just like, I don't really know. I don't really want to watch, you know, a Disney movie. Not to say that I hate Disney movies, but sometimes you need like that healthy break. But this movie was really awesome. And if you have kids of your own, or if you are a kid or a kid at heart, you should definitely watch this movie, because I think that Disney really outdid themselves on this one, and it's really awesome. So go give it a watch.
Now it's time to move on to our next movie called The Losers. So this movie came out in 2010. It stars some really cool actors. You got Idris Elba, Chris Evans, and even Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And even Gamora, the actor that played her. Zoe Saldana?
What was it? I'm right here, and I said it's Zoe Saldana.
Saldana, okay, whatever, Cheyenne. Okay, I'm not really good with names. But that movie, I've been wanting to watch it for a while. I couldn't find it anywhere, and then we just randomly found it. So I decided, hey, let's watch it. And I'm glad with that choice, because this movie is really good. It has like a bunch of comedy and action in it, and it the mix of that, it's well balanced. And even with Chris Evans playing, he has most of the comedy roles along with another co-star, but he does it when he does his lines, it does come across as funny while being serious.
I also like how with each character, their personalities are extremely different. You know, in most action movies, especially if it's like a group of people who are like mercenaries or work for the CIA or something like that, or even in the army, they all are just like considered badasses. Whereas this one, like, there's so much comedy in it and like they can be serious and stuff like that. But I think it just works well, especially like putting a foundation down for each character.
And the wonderful thing about this movie is it is an adaptation from a comic book called The Losers, the same name. It was published by Vertigo, and it ran from like August 2003 to March 2006. And the adaptation from the comics, it transferred over really well, especially with the director that they had. And I really liked, like Cheyenne said, each character has its own definite personality. And when they do clash, it's funny. And each character, so you see some of the characters, they actually show their own like emotional side, or the side that they don't really show to their teammates. And it's just that part, it really got to me, because like you can see with one character named Pooch, he ends up being a father, but he can't be there because I don't want to ruin the story, but he just can't be there for his wife. So there's that. And then there's another character named Jensen, who even though he's far away, he still keeps up on all his niece's soccer games and watching online videos and just keeping up with her whole schedule. And it's just, it shows that aspect of that you don't really get to see that much in an action movie. And I know there's a lot of viewers out there like in the past who said that The Losers is probably a better adaptation for the A-Team, even though it's not the A-Team, which I agree, because with the A-Team it's too much set on like having it look and feel like the same action movie that movie companies assumed every audience comes to see the movie for. And I really like that notion that the audience that's seen The Losers talk about it and see how the reviews reflect on that.
Ow. Damn it. Damn it. Pause it. So in this movie, in the beginning, it opens up with an American flag and you hear Chris Evans in the background. For me, I was like, all right, this is how he becomes Captain America. To be honest, I never heard of this movie until Aysen suggested it. We watched it on Tubi, so if you have a Roku TV, you can definitely watch it for free. What I thought was really cool about this movie was everything that Aysen said. And it kind of keeps you entertained in a way. Like, you know, most action movies, they just match other movies under a different name. So you're like, okay, I know what's going to happen. I know who's going to die. It didn't feel like that at all. I was kind of like, what if this happens? And it didn't happen. Like, it's pretty unpredictable for some people, but not for me. Kidding. I was one of those people.
Okay, so that's all we have for now. And probably going to keep this short. But, Chaya, what do you rate the movies? Because for me, Raya was probably 9.5 out of 10, And The Losers, still 9.5 out of 10. I'm very biased on those.
I'd have to say that Raya would be maybe like an 8.5 out of 10. And Losers, I think, would probably be a 7 out of 10 for me. I just feel like the only company, or like the only Marvel, or damn it, the only comic like company that makes really good movies is probably Marvel, because all the comic adaptations for Marvel, it was all pre-planned out, so it worked perfectly well. Whereas other companies don't really have a set plan. They kind of just like, oh, this is what people want to see, this is what we're going to put out. And I don't know, it just didn't, it feels weird to know that there's just comics that are being made into movies without an actual plan to it, and then making another comic movie try and tie into that or something like that. I don't know. But it was a really good movie. Don't let my judgment take you away from that. It was a good movie. I suggest you watch it.
Okay, before we leave, we're going to talk about the new trailer that came out for G.I. Joe's Snake Eyes. So far, I'm not really impressed. Henry Golding is okay as an actor, but he broke Amelia Clark's heart in last Christmas.
While we weren't recording, Asen called him David Henry. And I was like, that's the guy from Wizards of Waverly Place. What are you doing? But for me, I'm pretty excited for this one. Especially with, it's Shang-Chi. Apparently we've been saying Shanghai the wrong way. I forgot how it was pronounced anyways. The Legend of the Ten Rings. I'm extremely excited to watch that one as well. I agree with Asen though. Henry Golding, you broke her heart while giving her your actual heart. But anyways, let us know what you guys thought about the trailer.
I don't want to be Bob Sponge. Yeah, if you guys don't know who that is, it's Gal Gadot in an interview with the other guy. I forgot his name. What is his name?
Chris Pine.
Yeah, they're in an interview, and she says that you got to watch the video. It's pretty funny. And before someone says it, I'm not making fun of her. I really like that because it's really funny, and it's just really great to see how the relationship between Gal Gadot and Chris Pine are just they're so kind of lenient with each other.
Speaking on that, I think that her accent, I think, makes her stand out, especially in the movie industry, because some people are like really good at, you know, masking their accent, or
Tom Holland.
Yeah, like Tom Holland. I didn't know he was British at all. I really thought that he was an American teenage man, boy. But yeah, Gal, if you're listening to this, you're probably not, but we love you. I love you.
Okay, and that's it. So if you guys really liked listening to us, which is kind of weird because we're still kind of new at this, but you can find us on Wordspace. Our blog is understandablyawkward.wordspace.com. And you can also find us on anchor.fm by going to anchor.fm/BRUAPodcast. You can also follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, where we post some stuff eventually. Well, mainly Twitter we post. But if you guys want to leave a review or question or even a comment, let us know how we're doing. We'd really appreciate that, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye-bye. Cut the check.